When Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown announced the city's budget for the approaching fiscal year, much of the discussion centered on a lower property tax rate and the ambitious set of goals outlined in the $508 million spending plan. On today's Press Pass, Jeff Kelly of Investigative Post works through the numbers and raises several questions about some of its projected revenues. At the top of the list, $11 million in casino revenue from the Seneca Nation of Indians.
The notion that the Seneca Nation of Indians is going to start paying the city its share of casino revenues. The city has not, in fact, received any casino share in several years. Nonetheless, the city continues to budget that revenue share, despite the fact that it has received none of that money. So, for example, last year, in the last budget, the city expected $17 million,
right,
which has not yet materialized and probably won't between now and the end of June, which is the end of the fiscal year. Nonetheless, next year, the mayor includes $11 million.
There's $17 million missing from the budget that's working right now.
That is correct. And if that money doesn't show up in the next 6 weeks, the city will have to find $17 million in order to balance its budget.
Where could they end up finding this money?
That's a really tricky question. In recent years, in order to balance the budget, the city has drawn on its reserves to the point that it cannot draw any further.
And there are more concerns. Jeff Kelly points to the revenue lines for the sale of city-owned real estate, an entertainment ticket fee, Airbnb registration fees, and zombie property fees. While the budget projects millions in collections from those lines, at this point, it seems unlikely the city will realize those totals.
There seems to be a question here, as you're talking about it, of oversight.
The comptroller, of course, is, you know, the citywide elected comptroller is meant to exercise oversight over all financial matters in the city. And there's been some concern, of course, because the interim comptroller recently named and the only candidate on the Democratic primary ballot for the job is Barbara Miller Williams, late of the Erie County Legislature, a grassroots political club ally of Byron Brown. So there is concern that the mayor has managed with his allies to maneuver politically in order to place her, a friendly face, in the office that is supposed to exercise some oversight over his finances. It should be added, though, that the mayor's budget elicited from the comptroller's office this past Friday a critique that was pretty much in line with what you might have expected from the recently departed comptroller, Mark Schroeder, who was always a critic of the mayor's financial management.
So it reflected his style, for lack of a better term, or his approach?
Yeah, it sounded almost as if he'd written it, or his staff had written it themselves.
His staff is still in place there?
They are indeed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what if this doesn't work out in the end for the Brown administration? What if they don't come up with $508 million to cover their expenses next year?
Two things loom. One is a downgrading of the city's credit, which means that it costs more to borrow money, which the city does all the time for capital projects, for short-term cash flow reasons. And the other, of course, is that we have a dormant control board. Hmm. The Buffalo Fiscal Stability Authority it still exists. Like most authorities, it just lives on until someone notices and says, hey, maybe we should dissolve that thing.
Right.
Or as long as it has debt to service. The Buffalo Control Board is currently dormant. But every time there is some sort of financial shenanigans or any time there is some sort of concern, there is the threat, there is discussion of it becoming a hard control board again, which means it would exercise greater authority over the city's spending and budgeting.
Jeff Kelly, you've given us a lot to think about here this morning on Press Pass. Great to have you back with us, and thanks very much.
My pleasure.